It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you got Perloff. You don't have Maggie right now. Maggie's feeling under the weather, and Andrew Bogish is sitting in. Maggie had to leave early in the show. We will be teasing her mercilessly whenever she comes back, hopefully soon. She's doing fine, by the way. She's been texting some ideas, as Maggie is known to do.
She's texting ideas about what?
The show, content. She's always...
She's judging?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And negatively, for sure.
Well, I to be honest, you guys were on the phone real quick when we were just trying to figure out like where and how she was doing.
She's fine, yeah.
And I heard you say, no, he's fine, which made it feel like she was apologizing for leaving you with either me or EJ or Manny, I guess. I can't tell.
Nah, kind of all three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But it felt like she was like, sorry about, you know, that you have to work with him. And you're like, no, he's fine. So it was a tough way to start the morning.
I hear you.
Yeah.
In reality, I was lecturing Maggie on when you feel sick, you have to hydrate. And she's like, I can't even look at water right now. And I'm like, that, because I've had this with my kids. You got to hydrate. You're going to end up on an IV. That's the way this works.
It's hard though.
I'm a big hydration guy.
It's hard though. When you got what she's got, we've all been there.
We don't know exactly what she got. It seems like a stomach issue. When I had norovirus last month and didn't tell you guys.
Yeah, remember that. That's cool.
That was awesome.
Sorry about that.
I'll be honest though, I'm glad I didn't know, because I'm sitting here wondering if we're all in a petri dish right now with whatever Maggie had.
Well, I don't know if it's the same thing.
There with a mask,
it lasts 24 hours and there was a lot of vomiting, but I hydrated so well, it was gone and I was fine. I was playing basketball the next day.
So that's what happened.
Hydration is the key to everything. I was saying this, and then antioxidants and hydration. I was so annoying during COVID. I'm like, well, I'm going to need a lot of blueberries. And everyone's like, you sound like Aaron Rodgers immunized. But I do believe antioxidants.
And you only got COVID 6 times, so it worked.
Yeah. By the way, I am not comparing myself to Aaron Rodgers during the COVID. I don't want to even touch any of that. I do have a friend, I think I've told this story, who I used to work with in the TV production business. Might have had a drinking problem, maybe not, but he would go into a bar and he'd order a giant beer glass filled with vodka and a splash of cranberry. And then he would say, do you know those guys who died in the cult from drinking Kool-Aid? 4 of them had cranberry in their poison. The cranberry is such a powerful antioxidant that it makes it okay to drink 16 ounces of vodka. Which I thought was a great rationale, and I'm like, yes, I will try that too.
I want to hang out with this guy.
Yeah, by the way, you have no idea. You have no idea. You guys think you know people who party? This guy, oh man, It was the drink was named after him. I'm not going to say his name, but he worked in the TV business, so he could go into any city and order his own drink, which was a giant tumbler of vodka with a little bit of cranberry.
Arnold Palmer.
And
his logic was...
The antioxidants are so strong in cranberries that it neutralizes some of the alcohol, and it's therefore pretty much a health drink.
But you referencing the Kool-Aid drinking guys,
Jim Jones,
survived because of the cranberry in their drink?
So most of the people died. It was Kool-Aid spiked with poison, but a couple people, according to my friend, had cranberry juice, and the cranberry
ran a Kool-Aid?
Instead of Kool-Aid. True story, not true story. And they survived.
There's got to be a disclaimer we have to play right now.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah, there it is.
Do not try this at home.
The thoughts and views of Andrew Perloff are not necessarily the thoughts and views of Odyssey Inc. and all related properties.
What has anyone ever watched a documentary about that event?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, but not the cranberry.
Is there
part.
Anything about cranberry juice
in there? Anything about cranberries at all?
Sounded like a way for my friend to drink a lot of vodka.
Probably was.
It makes it seem like there's a field of poor dead people and four dudes still chugging their cranberry juice in the middle.
Yeah, they're like, wow, this is good. I feel I've got a good buzz going here. Solid buzz. What did you drink?
Wow.
Poison and cranberry. See, this is why Maggie can't go away. We get in major trouble. She brings us down to earth.
The woman spells curse words on the air. She's no better than us.
No. Yeah, no, Maggie will tell a R-rated story with the best of them. Speaking of which, we have some language in our next story. Not safe for work, apparently. Dan Hurley, of course, famously, after the UConn loss, was seen on camera walking off the court and said, watching the Baylor game, I hope they don't bleep us, bleep Baylor like they bleeped us, talking about the officials and saying that they screwed UConn, which, by the way, I don't think is necessarily true because I thought UConn was playing very physical and they were letting some stuff go early. It was a hard game to officiate, but this is typical Dan Hurley. So the story took another spin yesterday. Apparently, Dan Hurley was recorded in that tunnel off the arena. You've been there many times, folks. And the head of PR for UConn got very upset and apparently threatened to ruin the reporter who sent it out's life. He said the reporter, whose name is Joey Ellis from Charlotte Sports Live, sent out the video. And the head of PR for UConn, Bobby Mullen, said, I'm going to ruin your life if you don't get rid of that video. Now, never working in PR, I feel like that is not the safest thing to say.
It is not?
And it's not going over well. It's adding, in my mind, to this whole idea that Dan Hurley is the modern version of Bob Knight, an incredibly brilliant coach who just takes on too much heat. And my question is, does he have to change, or eventually is he going to burn out?
So, I mean, that was my concern with Dan Hurley, the NBA coach, because, I mean, he's only working, what, like 40-ish games in college basketball, and we're doubling that for the NBA regular season and then 2 months of playoff games. I mean, I said it at the time. I don't know how he would have survived physically coaching the LA Lakers.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think it just seems from the outside that he's constantly unhappy and frazzled. Like, his blood pressure can't be in the normal range. Like, the guy is super stressed. It almost looks like he hates his job nonstop. Even he's like this in practice.
Yeah.
So maybe he needs to change, but it's all part of the Dan Hurley package, and he's the best coach in the sport right now.
Maggie and I argue about this all the time. I don't think there's any question he's the best coach. I mean, if you look up a list of best coach in college basketball, Dan Hurley's name is on top of most of them. Who's even in the competition right now?
Well, it's like the difference between the best, like LeBron is not the best player in the NBA right now, but he's still LeBron. So you still have Izzo and Bill Self.
Right, but those guys are not in their prime.
Right, Hurley's in his prime.
I mean, Bill Self as good a basketball coach as Dan Hurley? I mean,
Self is a great coach.
Yeah.
I feel like Dan Hurley's more of a strategist than Bill Self.
Bill Self? Are you kidding me? Bill Self? He runs some of the best high-low action stuff in college basketball.
I don't know. Do you really think... I feel like Bill Self has also lost with some great teams, through the years. Yeah, I mean, Kansas is up and down in the tournament all the time.
But Kansas, I mean, Bill Self hasn't really had, like, the number two, number three pick guy. He never recruits those guys. He wins kind of in the same way Tom Izzo wins.
So you think Bill Self's as good a coach as Dan Hurley?
Yeah, I think Bill Self is awesome. In terms of his career, look at his winning percentage. I mean, right now, they are so down right now. It's been some lean years in the last few years at Kansas, but I don't want to also forget
they just won the title.
No, I'm saying the last 2 years.
Okay.
The last 2 years, they were ranked number one, and they flopped both years in a row. So
this year was particularly bad, it felt like.
This year was awful. Like, they should have been a Final Four team, and they weren't close.
Yeah, I mean, look at Self. He's had some early exits, not just his last run. I mean, that's Kansas.
But I think that's Don. And we talked about it on a meeting last night. I think we got to be careful about crowning Dan Hurley too early. Because we kind of forget what UConn was in the first. He was there for like 3 or 4 years before these title runs. Like, it wasn't like he got there and then overnight they were winning titles. They were also getting bounced out of the first round and missing the tournament. And if he's going to keep doing this Bob Knight act that you're saying, I don't know how long Storrs is going to be patient for wanting him to act like this. Like, I don't know if he's long for the job, if he's going to be this and also be getting bounced out of the first and second round.
He's got bounced out in the second round once after just winning two titles. And by the way, gave Florida, arguably the best team in this tournament, all they could handle.
He also lost to Seton Hall this year.
I mean, honestly, if you watch that UConn-Florida game, you're not telling me that the coaching edge went to UConn, because I thought Florida was a better team and just UConn was doing everything right and just fighting for Dan Hurley. By the way, Bill Self, since 2018-19, round of 32, COVID season, round of 32, won the title, round of 32, round of 32, round of 64. Right now, I think Bill Self's best days probably might have passed. I just think Danny Hurley is the coach of the moment. That's why of course, Tom Izzo all time is Mal Rice. He's great.
Right.
But now, it's Dan Hurley.
We've had this conversation before, right? And I've been a part of it. And I guess it's just like a semantics argument. Is Dan Hurley winning back-to-back titles with different teams in this era made him the best coach at the moment? But his resume from top to bottom, start to finish, is not Bill Self's resume. It's not Tom Izzo's resume. It's not Mark Few's resume.
Yeah.
So it's depending on how you want to actually look at it and define the title and the term. But also, now this year for Dan Hurley was disappointing.
If you tell me Dan Hurley is going to be a 30-win-a-year type coach at UConn, then of course he's the best coach. I'm just saying, I'm not convinced that's going to happen. Like, it could. Mm-hmm. He certainly, and I think he's a really good basketball coach, but I also feel like he could have caught lightning in a bottle and won two titles similar to what Billy Donovan did. I don't think we will sit around and say Billy Donovan is one of the greatest all-time coaches in college basketball. I think we say he caught lightning in a bottle with two really good teams back-to-back years, and he won titles.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, but I think in 2000, the second year was what, 2008? If you go back to the right after the second title, there were probably people calling Billy Donovan the best coach the game. And then you fast forward to now, and things have changed, which might be the case for Hurley, or it might not. And maybe oddly, the thing that might help him is the basically guaranteed yearly roster overhaul that all these teams go through, because he certainly seems like a guy that can wear you down. And year two, year three, you go, I can't do this anymore. But every year, he's browbeating a different group of guys. And the season ends before the expiration date on the way he handles them.
But he's similar to Bob Knight. He is browbeating, but guys buy in a major way.
I still think the Bob Knight, and maybe this is just my reaction, the Bob Knight reference still kind of makes me recoil a little bit, because I go to the physical stuff of Bob Knight, not just like the jerk stuff of Bob Knight. I don't want to say he's Bob Knight because he doesn't put his hands on
anybody.
But
Bob Knight started a lot of the Bob Knight was going just, after officials.
Yes, just
and
being
I saw,
a grumpy old man. I get it.
It's not even grumpy. Danny Hurley sprinted out into half court like a wild man 3 plays into the Florida game. I mean, he's way over the top on officials. That's what this all started with.
Yeah.
But Dan Hurley also gets after the fans. He also encourages the fans.
He was taking media shots yesterday, right?
Yeah, it's beyond. Yep. To me, I agree. The Bob Knight thing, to me, it's all anger. Like, I think with Hurley, there's a lot of emotions. That guy looks like he wants to cry on the sidelines sometimes. He seems out of control in different ways than Bob Knight was. Bob Knight, he had one speed. He had one pitch. It was a fastball. It was going to be anger, anger, anger. With Hurley, he's laughing. He's crying. He's throwing up. Like, it just feels like he's doing a lot on the sidelines.
I understand what you're saying, but I do think we remember the anger. That short sells everything that Bob Knight was, because there was also the coaching brilliance. There was the loyalty, the incredible coaching tree. I was talking about it yesterday, EJ. There are two fantastic coaches in the Sweet 16 who are direct Bob Knight descendants, Dusty May and Chris Beard. I mean, the coaching tree is all-time. Coach K, he will It will always start with Bob Knight. I think that he's, and you hear other coaches talk about Bob Knight, it's way different than the way the public talks about him. He is Mount Rushmore. He's the guy. But he's always been the guy.
I think what helped Bob Knight was, again, he was winning 30 games a year at Indiana for 2 decades.
Yeah,
like, you can get away with that when
you're
doing
that. Had a perfect season.
Like, Bob Hurley has won one tournament game outside of those two championship runs in the Dan Hurley. In the 7 years he's been there. First 2 years didn't make the tournament, then two first-round exits, and then this year, a second-round exit. Like, he's not Bob Knight. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know he won two titles, but look at what Bob Knight's records were in Indiana every year.
Yeah.
And, he, like, in terms of actual success on the court, they're not the same.
Were you not impressed by the way UConn played in their two tournament games with that roster they have? I was
impressed. Yeah, the first game I thought they would win, but the second game, yeah, I thought that Florida would kill them, and they played really well.
And then they got really cold toward the end. I thought they had that win. I thought my bracket was busted.
I give some of that a pass because I think, you know, to their credit, like, they have championship pedigree. I think Hurley's good coaching close games. Florida's kind of learning on the fly, I think, with a lot of this. They weren't expected to be this good. Their coach has not really had a lot of experience. This guy came from San Francisco. So that was kind of a gut check game. I wonder if if they played Houston, I think they get killed. Right, they play.
You got
yeah. I think they play another one. Houston played against another talented team against Gonzaga, and were handling them for most of the game. Like, I think a lot of that game was in part just trying to play with the emotions, play with the situation you have playing in a tournament game. Like, it's a different breed.
On the PR front, though, one more quote from the communications guy at UConn. So after he apparently threatened the reporter to take down the video, his next set of quotes are even worse in a way. He said the lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm in arm with the seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter was in an area he should not have been. Now, I don't know about that. Recorded on his cell phone, a private comment made to members of another coaching staff. So, Bogus, you know college basketball really well. Is that very clearly off limits where he was standing? It was not that far into the tunnel.
So let's just go to the second part of that.
Yeah.
About like the it should have been this. Well, and a private comment. It was not a private comment. He was yelling it indiscriminately as he was walking down the hallway. So multiple people could have recorded that. So I don't buy that.
He was projecting.
Right. And he did it. So the last thing memory doesn't have to be anything other than that, because he did that unprovoked because he wanted to. Now, as far as like where that guy goes, I was just at the Big East tournament three weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like every arena, like the Garden is the arena level is ringed by an entire circle that you can walk all the way around the gym. And then there's the different entry points. And I could access the ring of the entirety of the ring, but there were certain hallways I could not go down to get to the court, depending on where your seat was. But at one point, I walked into the outer ring, and I turned right, and I was basically face to face with the Marquette players stretching in the hallway to come out. Now, if there was let's say two teammates got into a fight, or there was a screaming match, I don't think that anything would have precluded me from recording that and going, this is what's happening outside the Marquette locker room. So their assumption of privacy as he's walking literally in his first steps off the court into this back area where there are security guards, there's probably concession people, there's probably closets down there full of supplies, there's other teams, there's media people, that's BS too. Like, there's no way that they can argue that he thought that he had privacy and like the sanctity of the hallway was protecting him from someone recording.
Yeah.
No chance.
All right.
Even if they were in their locker room, by the way, and the reporters were waiting outside to go in and he was screaming, you'd be allowed to go, Dan Hurley right now is screaming about blah, blah, blah inside the UConn locker room. So they're completely wrong. And I think the way the SID's handling it is worse than Hurley, his initial comments to begin with.
All right, you can weigh in. Give us a call, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4ISN. Did the media have a right to put the video up of Dan Hurley complaining about the officials? Such a silly line, too. I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us to Baylor. I don't think officials could help Baylor enough in that game.
Idea that they're not going to help UConn in a tournament game? I mean, come on.
Oh, I know. Again, there were a lot of calls that went both ways. That was a tough game to officiate, UConn-Florida.
Recall my comments on Hurley back in November?
And Manny.
Yeah, Maui, it was a Maui Invitational. Getting kicked out in overtime, not a good sign.
Well, would you look at that? Would you look at the time? Manny's right again.
But I kind of disagree. I project forward. You guys predict him to flame out. I think he's a darn good coach. I would not be shocked if the Huskies were back at some point soon. I mean, it depends. Their star is going pro, right? Is that
Liam McNeely? I would think he's going to go pro. I would think so.
But he won without a ton of NBA talent. I mean, they had some NBA talent, obviously, but they weren't overwhelmingly talented the last 2 years. I think he's going to be back, unless he totally burns out. All right, coming up next, we have a, I don't know how you describe this. What would you say, Bogues? A morning ritual? A fitness routine? Something that caught our attention last night, and we proceeded to stay up late texting each other about. It might be the most intense morning routine anyone's ever had. I don't know if there's a sports tie in here, but we'll make up one. That's next, Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. So EJ picks the Defensive Player of the Week. I'm assuming that you are going to go college basketball, either men's or women's. And I didn't watch the whole game, but I saw a UConn game where the other team could not score at all. They edged somebody. I got to get this. I don't know if anybody else was watching that game. They beat a team. It was 95-22 with 8 minutes left in the game.
South Dakota State.
South Dakota State. So I'm going to say UConn as a team gets your Defensive Player of the Week. Anything?
I don't like doing the team thing. And Bogus, do you have a guess?
Is Bogus playing? I mean, I'm playing theoretically, but I don't have an actual good.
Yeah, the guy's checked out.
Guess in here.
He's like Perloff on an update.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Defensive Player this week of the week is Tahina Pau-Pau, who is the guard, starting guard for South Carolina. Mm. She's only 5'9", but had 4 blocks in their win over Indiana in the second round of the tournament. She also had 2 steals. South Carolina's defensive unit is known as the Seatbelt Gang, one of my favorite celebrations. Do a little seatbelt when you shut somebody down.
Like an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. They're doing that at South Carolina. And while Pau-Pau's not actually part of that, she's getting credited for improving her defense this year, and she was awesome in this game. She also hit a big 3 in this game to put kind of ice that game. So I'm going with Tahina Pau-Pau for this week's Defensive Player of the Week.
That's an elite name.
I like it. Women's tournament take a hit ratings-wise with no Juju Watkins. I'm a little not worried about that, but last year they had this all-time number. Juju Watkins, Paige Becker's final would have been a good individual matchup.
Well, that would have been a regional final, unfortunately.
They didn't match up, but
so we're probably still going to get USC UConn to decide that region. Mm. We're not going to have Juju against Paige head to head.
Yeah, I mean, I think all sports need stars. I think Paige will probably do the trick, but then again, say that name again. Who the South Carolina
Tahina Pau-Pau?
I like the name.
That awesome name.
Draw
elite,
some ratings.
Elite all. That's an all, first team all name team.
All right, we're discussing Dan Hurley's future. EJ doesn't think that you're not saying he's not a great coach, but you don't think he's going to keep up this level of success where he's winning back-to-back titles and at some point goes back to the pack and burns out. JT in Atlanta has an interesting thought. When you saw what Dan Hurley did this weekend, what were you thinking about, JT?
Hey, Perloff and company, thank you for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. As a Laker fan, it was about, 7-8 months ago, I was rooting for the Lakers to make him our coach. And after witnessing more and more of his antics, I'm so glad that that did not happen. I don't think that would have ever worked. It would have been a colossal, train wreck. And I just watched this guy. He just seems, and he said it, his ego got the best of him. But even when he's, in that press conference where he was talking about, getting caught up in the hype of winning 2 championships, you could hear the I wouldn't call it humble brag, but I don't know exactly what it was. He's like, "Oh, I just want to be normal again. I don't want to ring the bell. I don't want to go on and throw out first pitches anymore. I don't want to be the center of attention." But at the same time, while still like flaunting, like I am that guy. I mean, it was just a little bit of I'm the best damn coach, even in that moment. Of like, yeah, I'm just that guy, but I don't want to be that guy. I just want to be a normal guy, just like the rest of you. You know what I mean? And I'm just tired of being awesome. It just it just didn't ring, I don't know, truthful to me. And I just think that this guy can't not make it about himself.
Yeah, I mean, the line, don't turn your back on me, I'm the best bleeping coach in the game. I would say there's some ego there. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but I think he's a bit full of himself. Thanks, JT. We were discussing, Maggie had a good point. Would Dan Early have taken the job if he'd known Luca was coming in March? I'm not sure how that would all work. I think he's perfect for college basketball. And you know what? I think he's more likely to win another title than to burn out in UConn. I think he's that good of a coach. I saw it on Sunday. Man, UConn should not have been winning that game. And they had him. I even, during that game against Florida, I thought, whoa, what if Dan Hurley makes a run to the Final Four here? That would be something. But I think the lack of talent in Florida settled down. As EJ pointed out, a lot of the Florida players have never been in a game this big. So we'll see. I'm pro Dan Hurley. Okay, last night we all stayed up late making jokes on our text thread about an Instagram video. You had to tell us the background, EJ, because you said it went viral on Monday.
Yeah, it actually went viral like on Saturday, Sunday okay. is when I saw it. But so there's a gentleman who we later learned was a former college football player.
Division
we'll get
one.
To his we'll get to his stats later. But this man who posted a video that is in extremely high def, this must be in 5K, like about 4K. He posted his morning routine, which
and it is like legitimately, this is my day, right? It's not, this is not a weird commercial for something. Like, this is just him making a video about him.
This is him just making a video about him. This is apparently one of many videos, but this one includes a wake up that begins at around 3:50 in the morning.
That sounds like me.
And a routine that ends at around 9:20. So we're talking about a 6-hour get ready for work morning routine. It included a lot of weird things, and I think there's a Where's Waldo of things in here that are bizarre. It started with him going to a mirror with tape on his mouth and his nose, which I assume has something to do with maybe sleep difficulty, and that's like by far not the weirdest thing. One of the things includes this glass bottle of water that he uses at every point, whether he's drinking water, or the more bizarre thing is throughout parts of the video, he dunks his face in a vat of ice cold water. He pours ice in it, pours this glass bottle, this Saratoga, which apparently I saw had a 700% spike in sales and stuff this weekend. Because
shout
of this
out
video.
Toga. Shout out Toga, of course.
He's a Jack, by the way. The guy, I mean, he's looks like he's, you know, definitely.
Looks like Aaron Donald's little brother. He'd do well in the face draft.
Seriously, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he certainly jacked. Would. Certainly would.
Other things include a morning swim where he jumps into a pool that clearly says no diving. He takes a shower in this video with his gold watch on. It is a bizarre thing. Maybe the most bizarre thing of all, though, is that at a certain point, after he takes his morning shower, after this swim, he's eating a banana, which is not, you think maybe, okay, that's pretty normal.
I eat bananas.
After finishing eating the banana, he then wipes the banana peel on his face.
I never do that.
As if, I guess, I don't know if this is a new skincare routine I'm not familiar with, but that was bizarre. The video ends with someone making a breakfast for him, a woman whose face we never see. We only see her hands. He gets a plate of bacon, eggs, avocado, and then he pours, which I think to Perloff's attention, he pours a bunch of hot honey over
delicious.
His eggs,
yeah,
which
yeah,
we
man.
Do love hot honey over here. Perloff's not a big fan. I'm not quite seeing hot honey on eggs, but now I want to try it because of this guy. I don't know if this guy is the most interesting man in the world, like
he's
the Dos Equis guy,
he's
or
a dweeb.
If he's a dweeb like Manny is saying, but I have so many questions about this guy.
So he's got this beautiful apartment, too.
It's a luxury. It's clearly some kind of luxury apartment, hotel, or something. He's
yeah.
living in.
One of my favorite parts of the video as well, he's towards the, you know, while he's working, he's looking at his computer screen, talking on the phone with somebody, and he just says, bro, the way that I'm looking at it, we got to make it at least 10,000. 10,000 what, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you possibly doing in front of that computer screen that's going to get you $10,000 just like that? It's get out of here, you dweeb.
It's the fakest video ever.
Okay, there's a couple things I like. He was journaling in the morning, which I think is a very effective tool.
Journaling or doodling?
No, that was definitely...
that dude's not journaling.
That was journaling. That's what he was doing.
No, I know he was doing... I know what he was journaling on camera. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that his morning routine involves him journaling. He looks
at
like a guy that beats up journalists.
Oh, wow.
No, And journaling is a spiritual journey.
I know.
Not,
I know. I
still nothing to do with journalists.
No, I know journalers. I don't know what the person that keeps a journal is. I don't think he does that.
So, did you mention he dips his head in ice water twice?
I believe him. By the way,
so I think this is true because I heard Paul Newman tell David Letterman that I don't need makeup. I just dip my face in ice water. Now we are on camera on YouTube. You can follow us at Infinity Sports Radio YouTube channel. Would you guys dip your face in ice water instead of wearing makeup?
Well, I don't wear makeup, but I have.
I obviously, none of us do. It's very clear if you're watching right now.
I've heard more than one person say that you should wake yourself up in the morning by just throwing cold water on your face.
Right.
Not in a comical way. Like literally just like bend over the sink. It just wakes you all up. It's like it's a mini version of the ice bath that got so popular.
But see, I jump in the shower though, and one of the first things I do is I put my face under the hot water, and that wakes me up. Why the cold water?
I hear you.
Cold water makes me want to go to sleep. If there's ever a day like my shower is like broken and there's only cold water, you have to take a cold shower. It never wakes me up. I'm always still tired.
Like, you don't come out of that like electrified by the freezing cold water.
It makes me want to go back to sleep.
Makes me miserable. I hate cold showers.
Retweet.
Same. Yeah, I don't like.
By the way, on the cold dunking your face in the cold water thing. Mm-hmm. In this particular video, because now there are multiple videos out, and the other ones are also bizarre. There's one where he's playing basketball, and then someone just hands him half a watermelon and he eats it. There's another video.
You gotta hydrate.
Yeah, there's another video where a lot of these videos he's wearing socks. This is one of a few videos where he wears socks, but he's not wearing socks in many of these videos.
I've seen one where he's on a full sprint. I'm talking 25 miles an hour right next to a car that's keeping up with him. Whoever is chaperone that's with him, he's just keeping up with him in the car. Yes,
most of his days seem to be him doing full sprints in a parking lot.
Full sprints, man.
I mean, he's booking it. I'm not talking about getting a nice little jog. Like,
Watch out, Noah Lyles.
He's sprinting like he's getting ready for the NFL Combine.
I see a man who is in great physical shape, wearing a suit, eating eggs that are handed to him by someone we don't see off camera.
He's winning.
I knew this guy had to be an athlete. So, of course, people did their research and they found him. And I say, okay, former college football player. Okay, this sounds about right. Like, running back. Okay,
what were
his career stats? This man's career stats: 5 carries, 6 yards.
He's putting up Reggie Bush on the Bills numbers.
where did he play?
Alcorn State. So shout out to the HBCU. Shout out to the SWAC. But I don't know. I think to do this, you can't be that bad a college football player and do this. I'm sorry.
Tiki can do this.
Tiki, Boomer Esiason could do this. Like, the people who work here who've actually won Super Bowls. To be honest, I don't think you have to be an NFL player. I think you have to at least been a respectable college football player. I don't think you could be
5 carries in the FCS.
I mean, he might have been facing a stacked box. We have no idea what situation these carries were in.
1 yard per carry.
Maybe
is not...
they put him in short yardage and he made 4 first downs. DJ, you think about that
in the FCS?
Look, this guy would probably be a good short yardage back. I can't stress how jacked this guy is. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen him in college because he also posts a lot of before and after photos, mm-hmm. too. And he was not this big in college.
Well, he didn't have the morning routine set. I got invited the other day something at a spa, a Russian bath, but not a Russian bath, where we would go, a bunch of bros, got invited to this, sit in a cold tub and then go into a hot tub in Midtown someplace. And I said, no way, I'm not sitting in one of these freezing ice cold tubs. And I'm not getting shirtless and half naked with
a
bunch of guys.
That's why you look the way you look.
What do you mean?
You did it a few times and you're this guy.
Yeah, if you would have done this, you could have been this
guy. No, but this is a whole body. This is somebody who's not a pro athlete sitting in an ice tub for a minute. And I do not want to do it. Have you guys done it? Would you do it?
I mean, I love as a kid going from the pool to like a hot tub at a hotel. Like that was always fun, the change of temperature. As an adult.
You're a child.
I know, 100%, as I just said.
Right.
But I mean, I'd probably do this once. The cold scares me a little more than the hot part of that.
Right. You see, of course, the hot I'm fine with. I'm just saying when you see an NFL player in that ice tub, that's something I can never do. They sit there, and I get it if you're making millions. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, Kevin Hart does that. He did that show, right. Cold as B, where he sits in cold tub with athletes and they talk.
It looks miserable, right?
I'm scared of them. Like, whenever I go to the spa, there's always the cold plunge. They always have that.
And you don't do it?
I always get close, and I say, maybe, and I'm like, nope, not today. Never happening.
Have you guys ever been in one of the cryogenic chambers?
I've been in those. Those are cool.
Where have you guys been?
I went at a Super Bowl party. They had one. I don't know why, but you can only be in. You have to be really careful.
Yeah.
Or you get an Antonio Brown fee.
Right, seriously.
Like you have a minute in there, or you're in big trouble.
Well, I don't think I've been in a cryogenic chamber, but I've been in like a cold sauna. Like there's like an ice room in one of the spas nearby in the New York area.
Sounds petrifying.
And it's basically the sauna, but imagine if it's like, I don't know, 10 degrees.
I don't know. We might need a Maggie and Perloff show group outing to one of these cold tubs or something. Do something or have a bet where the final result is you have to sit in a cold tub for a whole minute.
Oh. I'd rather do a spa day.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Rather do a spa day with the boys and Mags.
You should do it.
And along these lines, now, and we cannot add it on because the competition has already begun, but as the person who is in last place on the show in the brackets, am I facing a punishment for finishing last?
There's some debate about this.
Yeah, we throw rocks at you.
There's some debate about how we're going to do this. Boy, let's hold off on that. We will have an announcement about that.
Well, exactly. No, there can't be. This has already begun. I would have made better picks if there was a danger.
No, nothing dangerous.
Horse manure, get out of here.
That's why you had all the 1 and 2 seeds going right.
I'll buy you guys breakfast if I come in last.
No, that's kind of lame.
I want you to be in pain.
All right, Manny,
for everybody.
We have a couple minutes left. Share some updates. Give us a couple scores, bud.
NBA fans will have their eyes on South Beach tonight. Heat host the Warriors. Steph Curry could potentially return from his pelvis injury tonight, but the story will be about Jimmy Butler and his return to Miami. Head coach Eric Spoelstra, he coaches the Heat.
Obviously, there'll be a lot of different, you know, feelings about it. I probably won't express, you know, all of them, and that's fair. But we had a great 5-year run. And, we didn't win the title, but only one team does. You know, we had some great moments here. You know, we all get past that. That's what you always remember.
Tip-off from the Kaseya Center is slated for 7:30 Eastern. As for those who actually played last night.
Now Olenek, fall away.
Get in there.
And another assist from Elfrid Payton. And it's double figures for Olenek, who now officially is on triple-double watch.
Pelicans radio network, Kelly Olynyk, 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists for New Orleans as they cruise to a 112-99 win over the pathetic Sixers. Philly without Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre, and Quentin Grimes, who apparently needed a rest from getting buckets. Elsewhere in the NBA, Luka and LeBron's 56 isn't enough. The Magic beat the Lakers 118-106. 12 points for AD in his return from injury. Mavs beat the Nets 120-101. And Devin Booker, he drills a winner as the Suns beat the Bucks 108-106. Men's hoops coaching carousel, 14-year NBA vet and former Knick Mike Bibby. He has agreed to a deal to become the next head coach at Sacramento State. Bibby has 6 years of high school coaching under his belt, leading his alma mater to 5 Arizona State titles. The Hornets, they are coming off a 7-25 record this season. If you can't beat them, offer them a bunch of money and they'll come to your school. A few days after getting bounced by his team, Texas, they're hiring Xavier's Sean Miller after firing Rodney Terry. Ben McCollum, he's leaving to Iowa. He replaces Fran McCaffrey, and Nico Medvedev, he is headed to Minnesota after leading Colorado State to a win in the NCAA tournament. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, let's go to the women's real quick. UConn is headed to the 31st straight Sweet 16, they beat South Dakota State 91-57. Paige Becker's 34 points in her final game in stores. USC is also headed to the Sweet 16, but they'll have to go the rest of the tournament and then some without Juju Watkins. She suffered a torn ACL 5 minutes into the Trojans' 96-59 victory over Mississippi State. Baseball. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, he did not report to prison on Monday to begin serving his 57-month sentence. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California confirmed that Mizuhara's surrender date was pushed back, but did not provide additional details. The new date, as well as the reasoning for the delay, are court-sealed and are not available for public review.
That's where Maggie is. She saw that and ran out of here to get back on the murder board. She got home to figure this all out.
Court-sealed? She's immediately intrigued.
Wow. She is filing an FOIA request right now for that.
Yeah. Maggie, if you don't know, is obsessed with Ipe.
Of course she is. And in a battle of teams jostling for the final wildcard spot in the East in the NHL, it was the Blue Jackets beating the Islanders in a shootout 4-3. Adam Fantilli. There we go. Adam Fantilli. He scored the winner. Thanks, folks.
So, by the way, it's funny. Maybe I'm missing it, but I haven't heard all the quotes, all the college basketball coaches who are upset about the transfer portal. It's weird. They're not commenting on these coaches leaving the smaller schools for the bigger schools.
Huh. Or the fact that they negotiated high-level, very complicated contracts in like less than 12 hours.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's weird. That it almost sounds like a double standard. A double standard in college sports?
Mm.
God forbid. All right. Coming up, we still have not found a home for Kirk Cousins. We're going to do that next.
Bro, what are you doing here?
Maggie and Perlow.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Off show. Welcome back, Maggie and Pearl off show. All right, EJ Stewart, you were coming off a big weekend. Tell everybody what you did on Friday when you were not here.
So the day started, I went to my old elementary school.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really cool.
They shoved some kids into some lockers?
No, they were elementary school.
Who has lockers in elementary school? But go ahead.
And also, there were eight.
Into some cubbies, maybe.
Oh, out in handcuffs, I would have done that. No, I went to my elementary school. It was a really cool day, career day. Got to talk to the kids about what we do here. Talking to the kindergartners sometimes felt like talking to you guys, to be honest. not as much focus sometimes. Huh? Things going off track. Yeah, exactly. So that was cool. I actually learned also, by the way, that they said, apparently I'm going to be in their Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which includes our kind of colleague, Howie Rose, who also went to my elementary school, which I didn't know, which is pretty cool.
Any good athletes in that sports hall of fame?
Mostly D1-esque, D2-esque players from what I saw from the quick thing of the banners. But
who went to my high school?
Well, I know. Well,
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. We've heard that before. Yeah. Joe Torre went to my high school. Anyway.
Joe Torre. Oh, well, elementary school.
This is my elementary school. Yeah, Howie Rose, Mets broadcaster, is probably the most famous person I saw, but apparently I'm going to be on that list, so shout out to him.
Congratulations.
I can't believe your school has a Hall of Fame, period. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think I feel like because Howie is so amazing, they probably said, we got to do this, but then like they maybe realize, oh, I don't know if we're going to get someone as famous as him. but we got to keep the bit going. So let's find anybody who's looking at sports.
No, that's awesome. You deserve it. All right.
Yeah. So then that was the first part of the weekend. And then I went to Philly, hung out with my brother. It was a birthday gift. Went to see Aziz Ansari, which was amazing. Aziz is on tour. If you see him, check him out. He's been awesome. But one of the things I thought was fascinating was something was confirmed to me, Pearl. And it's been something you've been saying for a long time that I think
sucks.
The entire show has been rejecting, but I think we have to reconsider. So we're at the King of Prussia Mall. You don't know King of Prussia. It's like a Philadelphia suburb. It's about maybe 30 minutes outside of town if there's no traffic.
It's the biggest mall in the country. It goes back and forth with the one in Minnesota.
Exactly. Oh, and me and Jamar, first time I've ever been there, it's a cool mall. There was a sports store. So, I'm going to check out the sports store to see what's in there. So, of course, they have a huge college section because there's a lot of Philadelphia schools here.
Sure.
LaSalle.
By far the biggest section, which it wasn't even a section. It was a whole block of the entire big store. Was Penn State.
So when
Perloff references Penn State as Philadelphia school, there's been a lot of rejection of this notion, but I did go to a Philadelphia suburb mall, and with all the schools I represented, and all of them were Penn, LaSalle, Drexel, Villanova, all of them were Penn State had, it was as if they were another team. Like the Eagles had their section, the Sixers had their section, Flyers, like Penn State was treated as if they were one of those schools. And those other, those other schools had like little closets, so to speak, where you can get their stuff.
I mean, obviously it's the Pennsylvania State University. Philadelphia is by far the biggest city in the state. A huge chunk of Penn State people come from Philadelphia. Why is this a surprise?
I just feel like it feels carpetbaggery to say that, we're going to jump on that bandwagon when you have so many great universities in your city.
Pittsburgh is also a Penn State town, too. So that, I think, is confusing. And Pittsburgh is very much invested in Penn State. I think it makes sense. You know, Atlanta is a Georgia town, right? I mean, they're more Bulldogs hats than Falcons hats.
Yeah, I guess. But
That is the number one football team.
No, I'm not even going on the Falcons thing. I'm talking about, I was referencing the other schools that in are Philly? In the city but the, of Atlanta. And I feel like Georgia Tech. But that's it.
Georgia State, baby.
I feel like Philadelphia is a very famous college town. Like, it's known for its colleges.
Right.
But not Temple football.
Temple football had a little bit of a run with Matt Rhule. They had a couple of good years.
And 2017.
Beat them.
Yeah, Kurt Warner's son playing quarterback. There are a lot of good pros out of Temple, ironically. But no, Philadelphia is not a great college football town. So Penn State makes sense. But
it was clear. Like, this wasn't also just like sports gear. This was just like, you want a cup. You want a magnet. Like It was just all Penn State stuff. Sweatshirts. Like, it wasn't, Penn State football. It was just anything.
I was a kid on Sunday morning, they had a half-hour show. They showed a condensed version of the Penn State game where Joe Paterno's brother, I think it was Billy, would walk you through the game. It was a local show.
Does Penn State run ads like Syracuse and St. John's do here in New York? Like, we're New York school. We're the New York University. Like, we're Pennsylvania's football school.
I don't think so.
Okay.
By the way, we never got to Kirk Cousins this whole show.
We got a minute.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Well, let's do it tomorrow, too, but he has this no-trade clause, and you guys are mad that he is threatening to use it. What do you think it's there for, EJ?
It's usually there for really good players.
You like that?
To be honest. Like, it's for guys who are superstars, guys who have earned a certain status to say, hey, you're not just going to send me anywhere. Like, Kirk Cousins is not that.
Kirk Cousins is the third highest paid player in the history of the NFL or something like that. What do you mean Kirk Cousins is not? He's a multi-time Pro Bowl quarterback. He deserved that no trade clause if he wanted it.
Oh, no way. Kirk Cousins, are you kidding me? That should go to like top five quarterbacks, which he's not. He's never been that.
The market says differently, EJ. I mean, if you negotiate it, why not use it?
Well, you negotiate it because there's an idea that you don't want to just be sent anywhere when you've put in so much work with your organization. He's done nothing for the Falcons.
I disagree.
For the Vikings, it'd be different. For the Falcons, I don't get it.
You're out of the Hall of Fame.
Sorry.
I'm calling your elementary school.
<Not happening. laughs>
We'll put Allie in twice.
We'll check in on Maggie. Hopefully she will be back tomorrow. In the meanwhile, thank you, Manny Rodriguez, EJ Stewart, Andrew Bogus. Awesome job filling in, Andrew Kaplan. See you tomorrow, Maggie and Perloff Show.
You like that?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.